Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go. Succession is the single greatest TV series of all time when it comes to business and human psychology. This series is a must-watch for you. Why? Because there's a lot of takeaways from this series that you will learn and you could apply for yourself if you're in the corporate world or if you are in the business world as well. So here are the five biggest takeaways from this series, and I promise you, no spoiler alerts on this one. You ready? Let's do this. All right, first lesson from Succession that I've learned is that power is corruptive, or power corrupts. There's a saying by Logan Roy that we're not here to make friends, we're here to make money. That hit me because Succession shows how the pursuit of power can actually drive people to do the most terrible things. And I found that in the series, just from the first season itself, how far people would go to do terrible things just to maintain the power that they have. So the characters in the series are willing to do things like betray other people, lie, and even manipulate just to gain more power. Also able to accept all the nasty things or nasty words without flinching or getting offended. And it's scary because when you say all those nasty things to someone, usually they get offended, right? And that's it. But for them, it's just nothing personal. That's more scary because you don't know how they took it or how they reacted to it. And then you find out later that they use that as an ace against you. So number one lesson from this series is that power corrupts. You don't get so much power without any sort of corruption in you. Number two is something that a lot of people, even if they're not in the business world, would understand. Family dynamics are complicated. So the series also highlights the complexities of family dynamics, especially in the context of a business empire. So the Roy family members have what we call a love-hate relationship amongst each other. You will see them the entire series loving, hating, fighting, loving, you know, maybe even, you know, cursing out each other, but then hugging out each other. It's very complex. At the end of the day, family is family. The relationships that they have are often defined by a lot of power struggles and a desire to control. Like each and every one of them thinks that they are the successor to their father, Logan Roy. Every one of them is trying to get, you know, the upper hand amongst each other. Everyone except Connor, especially Kendall. Kendall Roy is constantly seeking his father's approval and trying to prove himself worthy of taking over the family business. And that's where the story will start. If you watch it from season one, you'll see that he's the one trying to take control of the family business just because his father's health is not great. Just from the start of it, I really thought, you know, that their father won't last. That's why there's the dynamic that I always thought that Kendall would be the one who wanted to really take over the business compared to the other siblings. Number two, family dynamics are complicated. And if you think you can relate to this, let me know in the comment section down below. Number three lesson from the series Succession is that money can't buy happiness. Of course, there are times that money can buy happiness, but in this case, it really shows that money can't buy happiness. There's a saying by Shiv Roy, the only daughter of Logan, that says, there's no winning. There's no end point. Just more. More of everything. More this, more that. It doesn't end. There's no ending to it. There's no top. It's just never-ending quest for winning and getting whatever you want. There is no satisfaction. Remember, this family business that they own, Waystar Royco, is worth in that series $85 billion. So they're a huge media conglomerate, they're a huge family, and they own a lot of media. And you can see how they are part of the 1% of the world and how they live their daily lives. And you will really see how they think and they move, what things they buy. And it also tackles about this thing right now, which is called quiet luxury, or others call it as boring luxury, because you will rarely see in that series any brand. But those brands that they're actually wearing are after quality and really the finest materials that money can buy. Even like a simple gray shirt that Kendall is wearing is one of the most expensive shirts that you can buy. It's worth $1,000. Like the cap that he wears is about $800 when I checked it online. I don't want to mention brands, but check out Quiet Luxury and how they actually quietly flex the things that they own. You know, just from the helicopters, the private jets that they own, the luxuries, the houses, the mansions, the places that they go to, the things that they wear, the cars that they all ride on. Thing is, despite their immense wealth and power, the characters in the series are often miserable. And you will notice that once you start watching the series from season one up to the very end. Like, they always woke up on the wrong side of the bed. And the bed that they have is a $65 million mansion on a penthouse somewhere in Manhattan. These people live a luxurious life, but then they are always miserable. They feel lonely. They live a life that's very unfulfilled. And you will see that a lot in that series. So number three, money can buy happiness. And of course, if you want to argue that money buys happiness, let me know in the comment section as well if you think the ways that money can buy you happiness. Lesson number four from Succession is that media plays a very crucial part in our society today, right? Especially in social media and how we portray the world. The Roy family owns a media empire and uses it to shape public perception and public opinion and influence politics, number one. I don't want to say how they do it, but they have a close relationship with the current president and who the next president even will be. That's how powerful they are in the United States. Some may argue that it's not true, but then come to look at it, if you watch anything from news networks, they will be the ones to dictate to you who's the right president and who's winning and who should you vote, etc., etc. But the series also shows how media can be used to actually manipulate people and to change your perception about someone and promote certain agendas. And in that series, they do promote a lot of agendas. Like, they would huddle in a conference room or somewhere, you know, in a nice vacation home with the Roy family, what they want to do with the president. Do they want to help him or not? Or do they want to destroy him or not? Or whatever it is, they can cover up any mishaps that's happening if they're paid handsomely and well. Whatever the media landscape, they can always constantly change it to their liking. So whatever they want, however they want to control the world, or even create hype on anything, they can do it. Number four, media plays a very crucial part in today's society. And lastly, one thing that this series has proven is that success requires sacrifice. And I know you've seen that in a lot of motivational posts everywhere, but success in this series of Succession really requires a lot of sacrifice. And you'll see it once you start watching that series. There's a saying by Roman Roy, who's the youngest of the children of Logan Roy. He said, "The top is where the sacrifice starts. You have to bleed to get there. You are going to bleed. It's impossible to reach the top without getting scarred or getting hurt in any way." So the characters in the series are willing to give up their personal lives that they live, the personal lives that they live comfortably in their mansions, and even their own relationships, like Shiv, her marriage to her husband has always been, I would say, weird and difficult and complicated. Even their morals and their pursuit of success has been always set in question. What morals are we talking about here? There's a lot. But you can see clearly in that series, the morals just go out the window when you're talking about the Roy family. So that's number five. Success requires a lot of sacrifice. I've really learned a lot from watching this series. I finished watching season four. I really believe that Succession, and it's been rated to be one of the top 10 greatest TV series of all time. I don't know where it's ranked, but it is there. And for good reason, because it's a great lesson for everyone when it comes to business and human psychology. If you want to mess up the psyche of someone, you should watch a series. And if you want to reach a certain power in business, you should watch a series as well. I really learned a lot from this. And if you have any key takeaways from this series, let me know in the comment section down below. Anyway, that's all I have for you today. If you think you found value in today's episode, make sure to subscribe to the channel. And of course, leave a comment in the comment section down below. And I'll see you again on the next episode. Peace. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts, and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon on the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.